going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we got Adam West from the Saints Block podcast. Adam's been on with us a couple times, does a great job covering the NFL draft. And Adam, thanks for joining me this afternoon. How you been?
Mike, Charlie, thanks for having me on. I literally just landed about an hour ago in New Orleans to the Tartese Saints draft festivities to see what these guys are going to do tomorrow. So I'm glad to be in the city.
I know when I text you, you told me, man, it's time just right. I think I'll be getting back about an hour before you get me on, so that we're thrilled to have you on here. I think one of the things, Adam, and you've done this for a few years, and I've done it for a way long time, but this is the season of sort of lying, you know, and you can't believe anything anybody tells you about anything. And I've had an agent friend of mine, and he reminded me today, I gave you a good tip last year. But he didn't tell me, he didn't add that probably the 12 tips he gave me before were dead wrong. So you're in that season where a lot of things get thrown out there that's not necessarily the God's honest truth. And for whatever reason, teams think that they're trying to fool somebody. My intention is, who are you really fooling with all that? Pick who you got to pick, and the other teams will adjust to you. And I think we probably in agreement with this, with Cam Ward, with Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, that 1-2-3 seems locked in unless some team would try to get up to get one of those. Jacksonville seems to be where nobody knows anything. I've done two shows in Jacksonville over the last 4 days. I've had a guy that's covered the Jaguars for 20 years. He told me, man, it's nothing but like pulling a name out of a hat. Got no idea with the new regime. And I think, Adam, that will be the pick to sort of trigger off what we see happening over the next 5 or 6 picks.
It will be. I threw this out last month just thinking of what makes sense for them as a team. And I said, to me, the team, the player that makes a lot of sense for them is Ashton Jeanty. I put this in our Discord for our podcast. And one of my good friends is John Shipley, who actually covers the Jags. he's a beat reporter, covers the Jags. And you know, me and him were talking recently. I think he's putting out his mock draft tomorrow. And I texted him a couple of days ago. I said, hey, man, is this Jeanty thing getting real? And he said, I think so. But I think if you look at it, right, their GM, James Gladstone, comes from the Rams. And the one thing for Trevor Lawrence, for any quarterback, but for Trevor Lawrence, he was drafted very high, but he's had some up and down seasons, been inconsistent. What's the easiest way to make the game easier for him? Well, don't throw the ball 20-plus times a game. Hand it off. You have Liam Cohen, who's coming from Tampa Bay. We saw what he did in our division with Bucky Irvin with the running game with the Bucs. So you can envision how that can work in Jacksonville. And also something that was kind of mentioned to me this week is like, look what, you know, coming from the Rams, look what James Gladstone saw, what Todd Gurley did for, shout out to Jordan Rodriguez, who covers the Rams for The Athletic. Look what Todd Gurley did for early Jared Goff when he was a rookie. So you can kind of make those parallels of why a player like Ginty would make sense for the Jags at five, because there aren't, like, this draft has what, four or five, you know, kind of quote-unquote elite impact players. And I think that's how potentially how the Jags are looking at it, is that they're not looking at it from a positional value standpoint. They're looking at it like who's going to be a stud that's going to give us the biggest impact on our team.
Adam, the other thing too is they own by Mr. Khan, who, you know what he's concerned about? Interest.
Money.
I want stadium. People to show interest in my Jaguars. Okay. At four, who's going to get you more shine than Ashton Ginty?
No one. Like, and you can argue, and I'm a huge Mason Graham fan. I love Mason Graham. It's one of my favorite players in the draft. But if you're just looking at it from a quote-unquote PR marketing standpoint, what's going to sell more jerseys, an Ashton Ginty jersey or a Mason Graham jersey? Like, we got to be serious when we're having that conversation.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is people don't realize, and it's not here in New Orleans, but in other places, man, owners do have a say. We had one here years ago, not Mr. Benson, but John Meacham Jr. Man, I've had a number of guys who were involved with that organization back then say, you know, Mr. Meacham comes in and says, this is who we're going to pick. And it was like, yes, sir. You know, that board goes out the window on that spot. One of the guys I don't think you and I have talked about, but I brought this up last week. I had Pete Jenkins on. And, man, I wish I'd have put money on it because, you know, man, all of a sudden now he's become the favorite. It's Mykal Williams. And it was just a little tip that I got from one of the coaches at Georgia that he thought the Saints had showed quite a bit of interest in Mykal Williams. Your thoughts on the what they called him, the big edge at Georgia?
I like Mykal Williams. I like him probably a little more than more like the consensus, because I feel like more – people in terms of the draft community are down on him. I feel like in terms of if you think of what Brandon Staley wants to do, Mykal Williams fits greatly into that. I use this because me and Wolf talked about him on our podcast. I'm going to throw a name out there that think about, this is what Ryan Pace kind of envisioned when he drafted. Oh, I'm blanking on the name right now. He drafted, I'm blanking on the player, Martez Wilson. Yeah. Think of like Martez Wilson, but like actually like working out. Right. I get that type of vibe from Mykal Williams, but I think as a Saints fan, there's this kind of fear of drafting like another tweener, right? They kind of just went through this with Zach Bond and a player who didn't really have a position. And I get as a Saints fan why that could be that you could have that trepidation of a player like that, because he doesn't have like the production in college and things like that. I like him as a player. I like him more than most. But I just have a sense. I just call it what it is. I just feel like he's more in play at eight for the Panthers more so than for the Saints. That's just me for whatever reason.
You know who he reminds me a little bit of is Sweat, who's now playing with the Bears.
That's a good comp for him.
He reminds me a lot of him as a player. Name that's been brought up, you know, because of offensive line, you know, because we know who the top two are with Mimbu, the top right tackle, and Will Campbell as the top left tackle, has been Kelvin Banks Jr. Now, his agent's working overtime, Adam. I'm just telling you, I'd never heard of him as a top 10 or top 12 pick up until about 48 hours ago. And while I think he's most likely a teens pick, I think there may be a point there, because so many teams, they sort of looked at what the Eagles did. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Saquon. He's an unbelievable player. But how they won up front. And your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. and watching him. I really think he's a better guard than a tackle, to be honest with you. I think that's maybe the best spot for him. But I think he starts out most likely at that tackle position. Your thought on Kelvin Banks Jr. Do you think he would be worthy of a top 10 or 12 pick?
I like, in a vacuum, I like him as a player. And I think looking at Kellen Moore, he's coming from a place where he sees the impact what impactful offensive line can do. But I look at it from, it just feels, I feel like the Saints have, they've tried to emulate, not emulate, that's probably not the wrong, right word. They've invested so much into this offensive line. And when you look at the Eagles, they've invested into the offensive line, but a lot of their picks, Lane Johnson was drafted fourth overall, but Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, those were second round picks. Jordan Mulata was, you know, from the international program, was a seventh round pick. But the Saints have invested so many first round picks. Ruiz, Penning, who they didn't pick up, they're not going to pick up his fifth year option. Fuaga, who's a good pick, a second round pick, and Eric McCoy. They like it's. And you cannot, and at this point, you couldn't even say that they're a top five offensive line. So it's getting to the point, it's like you're going to potentially invest another first round pick on an offensive line to, like, I get it. Like, but it's like, at one point, do we, like, sway away from that and invest into other positions and maybe try to hit on the offensive line later in the draft?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I know that Loomis was talking today about Kellen's comments building from the inside out. Mason Graham is someone that Mike and I have talked a little bit about, that every year there's someone that's projected to go top 10 that can kind of slide a little bit in that top 10. And it feels like it could be Mason Graham this year, especially if, as you mentioned, with Jacksonville being the wild card pick at pick 5 and then whatever the Raiders and the Jets can do after that. If Mason Graham starts to slide a little bit, does it become a reality that the Saints address defensive tackle for the second time in the first round of the last 3 years?
I think so. And I actually asked this to Mike McDonald at the combine, because they kind of benefited from drafting Byron Murphy last year from Texas. Is it's been on my radar that historically elite defensive tackles, for whatever reason in the draft, just seems to like slide. Haloti Ngaha, Byron Murphy, J.J. Watt, like it's just a thing. I'm blinking on the one who plays for the Bills right now, who slipped in the draft.
And
they
Oliver.
Just seem to. Thank you. They just seem to fall, and so when you think about where Mason Graham started, right, in the process, he was like thought about as a top five pick. And if he gets past Jacksonville and if the Raiders don't take him, there's a very high probability that he's going to potentially be there at 9, because he just doesn't seem like he'd be in play for Carolina at 8. And I know that he is in their cloud. I heard this back in January, and that really I have not ever heard that change. And he would bring to the team and bring to the defense this run-stopping ability that has plagued the defense, and it has regressed over the last couple of seasons so much. And I know he's kind of a decisive player. Like, some people love him, and there's all people who actually don't like him. I think he's a great blue-chip player. You put him next to Brian Breesy, and you have your interior line, and you go to work. And you have Brandon Staley can do whatever he needs to do from the interior and have fun with that from the inside out.
Adam, one of the things when I watch Mason Graham, the first name that popped into my head, and I don't want to compare player to player, but how he plays, he reminds me so much of Kyle Williams when he was at LSU and he goes to Buffalo. Okay, everybody said, he's a little shorter than we wanted. He doesn't have the real long arms. All I know is Kyle Williams kicked you behind out on the field. And so I'm not trying to compare player to player, but how they play and their all-out effort, and what they do in the locker room, because they change sort of the culture of it. That's who kind of Mason Graham looks like. I mean, he's a bigger version of Kyle, but that sort of thing. You and I have spoke about this, about the Jalen Milroe situation, and I do think in round two, and already the Browns and people in that organization have made it known. We're getting a bunch of calls from people trying to get to that 33rd overall pick. And I think a lot of that is about Milroe. You might not like him as a player. You may love him as a player. Bottom line is, Hebert told me this years ago, about 25, and it stands today. Quarterbacks trump every position out on the field. And so either you got one or you're looking for one. And we've seen Milroe, and in his good games, he's awfully good. And in his bad games, he looks awfully bad. But he has athletic skills very few people have. He's got a shotgun for an arm. The only thing, man, with him, somebody's going to have to get the sander and rough out the real rough spots on him, because he throws an 8-yard pass like he throws a 48-yard pass. Everything comes out like it's coming out of a cannon with him, and he's got to learn how to throw it with better touch, accuracy, skills in a short, intermediate part of the game. Your thoughts on Jalen Milroe?
Mike, I would pound the table for him. Like, I would pound the table for him as a player, because he just brings so much to you. He brings so much to the football field. Here's my concern with Jalen Milroe when it comes to the Saints. The Saints right now are a team that seems to maybe lack some cohesion in the front office in terms of what the plan is. With a player like Jalen Milroe, and I'm not comparing him to Lamar Jackson, but just kind of on that same team, the Ravens, when they drafted him at 32 in 2018, that organization bought in to Lamar Jackson. They had a plan for him. Everyone bought in. Can we say that if Milroe, and I know the Saints loved him, and when I say they, I mean like the scouts and, particularly like Jeff Ireland during the season in Alabama before he kind of cratered, they loved him as a prospect. Would there be a plan in place to grow and cultivate Jalen Milroe as a player, where he probably shouldn't see the field in meaningful quarterback snaps for his first season? And as an organization, you're going to have to sell that to your fan base, you know, which I'd be fine for. But, you know, I know, you know, fans are like, oh, why are you wasting a premium pick on a player that's not going to see the field? Because it's more of a long-term vision, because Lamar didn't see the field very early, Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not comparing if he's going to be those players. That's where the concern is. And there has to be a plan, and it has to be an organizational thing where your entire, like, offense potentially has to make change when you're drafting a player like that. And that's my worry and concern, is that I don't know if that's in place in New Orleans right now, because that might be a recipe for disaster if you're trying to put a round peg into like a square hole.
But Adam, here's my thing with that. Isn't that why you hired Kellen Moore? Isn't that why you brought in Nussmeier, Scott Tolson, who's a former quarterback? That's your jobs, guys. That's why you're here, to sand down those rough spots on any quarterback you pick. If it's Jackson Dart, if it's Jalen Milroe, whoever you decide. But I think, Adam, this is the first major decision that Kellen Moore is going to have his fingerprints on. That quarterback pick.
Can I drop a little nugget before we run out of time?
Go ahead.
This is kind of where my worry is. Not overall about Kellen Moore, is that I was told that Kellen loves Jenty. I don't think Jenty gets to nine. Like, I don't think it's going to happen. But, like, hypothetically, right? That he loves Jenty. Like, loves him. Like, kind of, like, would pound the table for him. But if he got to nine, that he doesn't have the voice in the draft room where he would be able to convince other people in the room to make him the pick at nine. He's the head coach. Why does he not have that authority? Why can he not overrule Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis or whoever, if that's who he wants? So, like, he needs to be able to have that decision-making if you hired him to be a head coach. Like, why does he not have that decision-making if he loves a player that much that he's pounding the table for him? That's the question I would ask Mickey today at the pre-draft presser. Why can't Kellen pound the table for a player like that if he just even loves him that much?
Well, I know one former coach that Mickey worked with, he had a lot of say on those draft picks. Now, he might throw it if it was a bad pick on somebody else, but I think that coach now with the Broncos, he did have a lot of say on who they selected early. Adam, thanks so much for joining us. Always great stuff, my man. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike. You have a great one.
Thanks, Adam.
A lot. Adam West does a great job. And, man, I love somebody that gives you an opinion.
Mike.
Now, he ain't just pulling that out of the sky. And does a great job on his Saints Block podcast. But I love somebody who's willing to put it out there and say one way or another.
It was at the combine, I believe, where Kellen spoke. And they asked him, basically, you know, if Jenty is there at pick nine, What do you have to do? Like, what are you going to do? To Adam's point that he would have pounded the table for his fellow Boise State Bronco. At the same time, Kellen responded with, I might have to be out of the room. Because, yes, we're not expecting the Saints to draft Ashton Jenty, even if he is there at pick nine, which we don't think he's going to be. But in that hypothetical scenario, it's a good question to ask. Why doesn't he have that type of authority if he's your new young head coach?
Charlie, like I say, I've told you this before. Mickey Loomis has made it clear that there's dispute on who to pick between head coach and Jeff Ireland. He has the final say.
Yep.
He has made it known, and he has said it numerous times. I have the final kind of bang at a gavel on who they select.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.